I have with me one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven, and I've had a hard time saying his name. It sounds normal to me, but apparently I'm saying it wrong because I'm black and slow. But I have with me Owen Schroeder. Am I saying that right?
You can say it however you want, Jesse. As long as you're saying it, you're saying it right. Let the internet chat boards have their fun.
And Owen is a political activist and commentator for Infowars.com, Infowars.com, and has his own YouTube channel called Savage Facts. Owen, I'm glad you're here. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, Jesse, I'm glad to be here, and I know that we're going to be doing this more regularly, but I hate to have to break the bad news to you here on air, but I've been banned from YouTube. So any of those channels that you see on YouTube that are featuring my InfoWars content, those are actually, I have nothing to do with those. In fact, I've reached out to some of those channels. They don't even want to be in touch with me because they're afraid that, you know, it'll end up getting them banned. So I'm actually personally banned from YouTube. My channel's been erased. All InfoWars channels have been erased. The War Room channel, which is my show on InfoWars, has been erased. So I'm personally banned from YouTube. I'm glad that there's people out there that upload my content, but me personally, I'm banned. I'm also banned from Facebook, Jesse. Oh no, I'm not on Facebook.
Wow, why were you banned?
They never told me, but we know why.
Oh, okay. And so if people wanted to hear or see what you're doing now, how would they listen or find you?
Well, the best place to go is Infowars.com/show. That has all of Infowars live content, which is banned on the internet, pretty much all social media. And then Infowars.com/war-room is where you can exclusively find the War Room's content. And then Infowars.com is where I kind of put up my man on the street videos, the writers put up stories and everything. So we've been pretty much condensed to Infowars.com as our platform. Now, I'm still allowed to operate on Twitter with my Twitter account at All I Do Is Owen. But other than that, banned from Facebook, banned from YouTube. They never gave me a reason. I know why. It's because I work for InfoWars, but they'd never admit that.
That's amazing. I wanted to ask you about, speaking of that, Nunes has filed a lawsuit, and he says that he's been censored and all that kind of stuff. What do you think about this? Have you heard about this lawsuit?
Yeah, I think this is actually really paramount right now. And we're going to find out exactly what social media companies have been doing to, quote unquote, curate, is what they say, their content. Of course, it really ends up just being censorship of conservatives. And I don't even think that there's a debate about this, quite frankly. I think that even the left is starting to see this. And then when, you know, like Elizabeth Warren's account got banned, it got reinstated within 24 hours. Conservatives don't have such convenience. But the real story here to me, Jesse, is that is Twitter, is Facebook, is YouTube, is Google going to, are they going to put out their actual algorithms that show how their search results show up, that show how they decided what accounts got banned and what didn't? They've all made public statements, but anybody who's done a serious analysis of their public statements comes to find out that they're really just talking out of the side of their mouth. And it really just comes down to politics. I think that that's been proven. So what I'm hoping to find out here, Jesse, is during discovery, will Twitter have to put out their algorithms? Or do they think they can get away with lying or obstructing justice, like we've seen so many times in the past from Google and others, and they'll just say, oh, you know, we don't censor anybody. They'll change their algorithm overnight magically, and they'll turn in some algorithm they never used. So I think that's what we're going to find out. How emboldened is Twitter to try to protect themselves from the public knowing that they've been censoring political speech?
Is social media, Twitter and other aspects of social media, is it privately owned?
It is privately owned. And congressmen like Ted Cruz have done a great job of getting Jack Dorsey on record saying it's a public forum. I think that the lawyers for Facebook and YouTube were a little smarter, and they did not commit to saying that their platforms were public forum. But as soon as you announce or claim to be public forum and you want to censor one thing, now you've opened yourself to a whole new set of legalities that say, well, you can be held responsible for anything that's said on your account if you are censoring or curating So, but it's kind of like an easy way out for tech companies to just say, oh, it's public forum. We're not going to censor anything, because that way anybody can put anything on there and they don't have to be held accountable.
Yeah.
So they're kind of trying to walk a high wire here, Jesse, where they want to be considered a public forum and not have to be held accountable for what happens on their platforms. But at the same time, we're seeing the politically based censorship. They're trying to deny it, but we see it. So are you a public forum or are you not? And then I really think that all of this is going to have to be hashed out during this lawsuit. And I don't think Devin Nunes is going to settle out of court. So this is going to make it to a courtroom. And I do believe we'll see discovery. I don't know when it'll be, Jesse, but this is big. I really think paramount story right now.
Yeah.
We're finally going to find out what these big tech companies have actually been doing with their algorithms to, I guess, control what we see. And that's really what it comes down to, Jesse. They want to control what we see. 50% of the population thinks that if they just search something on Google, probably more than that, they're going to get the correct answer every time. Well, they'll come to find out that's not the case. Right.
So here's what I like. Oh, again, I'm black and slow. I don't know. But on the...
I've seen you run.
So
the angry mobs come after you in California, and you're like, gone.
Run, Jesse, run. but I'm wondering, isn't there conservative people who are as smart and they can invent social media and other platforms that such as the liberals are doing? Why are we so indebted or needed of them? Can't we do the same thing? Don't we have the money and the smarts to do the same thing in a big way? Because conservatives will support conservative media.
Well, absolutely. And I think as far as the technical side is concerned, that's where the difficulties lie. It's expensive to have a bunch of bandwidth. It's expensive to have a bunch of servers. It's expensive to service them all. It's expensive to have the right IT team to do that. I mean, you know, InfoWars is huge here. And I mean, even the great tech people we have trouble just keeping their hands monitoring everything that we do here. So I understand the difficulty of the tech aspects, but that's not the issue, Jesse. The issue is if you flash back, I don't know when Twitter started. I think it was around like 2008 or something. What made Twitter big was celebrity endorsements. So a bunch of celebrities get on Twitter, they push it to the mainstream. All of a sudden, everybody wants to be there. Same thing happened with Snapchat. And so what they do is they basically roll these things out. They make it a celebrity thing. They put all the celebrities on there. And then you think, oh, I got to go to this platform to find my favorite celebrity's content. And then what happens, Jesse? Well, if you go watch SportsCenter or ESPN or even C-SPAN, what do they have on there? They have the people's Twitter handle. They have the people's Instagram. They have the people's Facebook. So the mass media is always pushing those platforms.
Right.
And that's the real issue. And that's why I wish Donald Trump could see, if he just moved his content off of Facebook, off of Twitter, off of Instagram, wherever else he's on, and put it on Gab or put it on Parler or some of these other accounts, that would swing so much momentum. I mean, the pendulum would switch overnight. So the big issue, I think, is just the mass public push. Everybody knows about Twitter because it's pushed via the mass media. Everybody knows about YouTube. It's pushed via the mass media. So alternative social media is never going to get that. So that's hurdle number one. Hurdle number two, what I've found is that you have a bunch of conservatives not really competing with one another, but trying to compete with Twitter and these social media giants. And so you have like 5, 6, 7, 8 different social media platforms popping up over here. And because there's so much, you know, so many options, conservatives don't really come together to create one dominant platform.
Right.
So that's been another thing I've noticed. If all these conservatives trying to create an alternative social media account could actually somehow come together, and this isn't me bashing anybody saying they can't come together, it's just not happening. I think that's another big hurdle. But the biggest hurdle to leap is going to be the fact that Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, they get the mass push. And then, Jesse, another thing, and who knows if we'll ever find this out, but I mean, Facebook, I'm pretty confident to say, was a government program. And it's basically was run in the shadows. Facebook was put as a front. Oh, it's social media. You know, put your family pictures on here. Put your selfies on here and all this stuff. When really what we're learning is behind the scenes, it's been creating a big database. tracking all of our data. Google does the same thing. Who knows? Maybe these companies are working together to really mass collect data. So when you take that into consideration, all of a sudden you realize, oh, no wonder Facebook is dominant. Oh, no wonder Google is dominant. They were created by the government to track and monitor us to bring about the 21st century social credit score, social monitoring system. So who knows if that'll ever come out. But intelligent people that have done the research have reached the conclusion that Facebook for sure at least started as a government-run agenda or a government-run operation. And a lot of people believe the same thing about Google. Now, I don't know if that'll ever come out or not, but I think those are the real reasons why those platforms get the big push and it's so hard for anyone else to. So imagine, though, Jesse, if you were getting secret government contracts, and again, I'm not saying I know this, but imagine if you're getting secret government contracts as a major social media company, millions and millions of dollars from the NSA, from DHS, just to get all the data you have, you're unbeatable. I mean, you're basically untouchable at that point. So I believe that's the point we've reached, and I hope that we discover everything we need to know about these tech giants here in the near future.